Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. It's the beginning of the year. There's nothing better to talk about than fitness because we just finished a sluggish holiday season. And I have with me today Brent Ruska, who's all the way from Austin, Texas. You might have heard of him as a holistic health fitness coach, founder of Bodies by Brent. Welcome, Brent.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Tell me a little bit about your training program and how was your holidays, first of all?
It was really good. I was in Seattle and I got stuck out there for a couple of days. I think everything snowed over and COVID, the whole airline got shut down because they're half staff and didn't have enough stuff. But it was good. Spent time with family, hadn't seen them in a year and a half. So that was amazing.
Well, you're a fitness and a health coach. Do you, like me, go through that week, that last week of the year between Christmas and New Year's, where you feel like totally apathetic, no drive for movement, want to just melt into the sofa? Do you ever have that?
Yeah, it's like a weird limbo time. Like a lot of clients start to kind of cancel, or they're like, they're waiting for the first of the year to really get going. And if you're with family, if you ever go back home with family, you're in the fridge, you're eating all the different treats that your family prepares, right? It's a enjoyable time, but it's a interesting time.
It is. We indulge, we have excess, and then we want to be like so disciplined starting January 1st. Already it's the 5th, the day that we're talking, and I feel like I've broken about three of my resolutions already.
Yeah, I started a group with my clients and people that are following me on Instagram, 75 Hard. Have you ever heard of 75 Hard?
No, but tell me about it.
75 Hard was started by an entrepreneur called Andy Frisella. It's a mental toughness challenge. So it's not a fitness challenge, it's just a mental toughness challenge. And you have to complete 5 to 6 different tasks every single day, or you have to start over. You can find like an app to help track yourself. So you're supposed to take a picture of yourself every day, drinking a gallon of water, no alcohol, do 2 workouts a day. They can be as simple as go on a walk or restorative yoga. They can't be in a row for 45 minutes. One of them has to be outside. And then you have to pick a specific diet to follow and then read 10 pages of a book each day. The goal is really to let go of resistance, right? Train yourself to push through.
That's one of the hardest things to do, like to mentally decide that your brain is going to be stronger than your bodily urges to be lazy.
Yeah, and the best time to start that is right now. Momentum is the key to any kind of progress.
I love that because it's not only a physical challenge, but it's the mental challenge, the reading, and then the, doing some introspection, walking outdoors. It's very, very important to do that.
Exactly. You need your mind, your body, following these guidelines is going to help you, whatever, if it's fitness goals or entrepreneurial goals or whatever it may be, discipline.
And Brent, have you always been so healthy and fitness inclined, or did you go through a transformation yourself?
Well, when I was young, I was working out, doing sports when I was in elementary, but came a point where, I don't know, maybe we've all experienced this. Puberty hits, stopped playing sports, wasn't really a fan of school, and I was a big emotional eater. Gained, 50 pounds, was depressed, overweight, very introverted, and spent, most of junior high and the first part of high school just very sad and depressed. And I remember finally just getting to the point where I was over it, right? And I think, we've all had this point in our lives where we're just so over feeling, bad, feeling sad, feeling like I don't want to feel like this anymore. The pain was so great. I was like, I'm going to make a choice. And maybe you remember, I've told a lot of people about this program. Have you ever heard for Bodies for Life? Yeah. So I got the book, me and my dad over one summer in high school did Bodies for Life. And I remember reading the people's transformations in that book, and that really hit a chord. And at the time, I was trying to do different diets, and everything just none of it made any sense. And 3 months of, lifting a couple times a week, doing intervals, eating 6 meals a day. And I remember coming back to high school, I had lost 50 pounds, and it was the people's reaction to me changing so much, which really inspired me to want to help people go through a transformation like that. Because I remember I didn't know what was possible. It's just kind of like I blindly committed to this process, and it was amazed at the outcome on the other side. And it completely changed me. I went from dressing kind of emo to now, you know, wearing, you know, fitted clothes and felt confident. So that was kind of the very beginning of deciding this is what I want to do. I want to help people, you know, transform their bodies.
It's helpful, I think, to, you know, that you did it with your father. It's really helpful to have that accountability partner.
Yes. Having people on your side. Like I always tell people, if they're like in a relationship and they're deciding to want to make big changes in their life, such as, you know, physical health or whatever it may be, to get those people around you, closest to you and your tribe to support you. Because if you don't have that support, it makes it very, very difficult. You know, you changing your life isn't just a you thing. It's really about you and all those around you.
It's very true. Even at work today, somebody's ordering Chick-fil-A and we're all looking at her like, you're not supposed to do that, because then we all want to eat it and we're trying to be good girls right now.
It's like a domino effect.
Yes. As soon as one person caves, we all like want to indulge in our, you know, cravings. I love what you say about strength training being the secret to longevity and a killer body, and especially as we get to be in our 40s and 50s. Tell me more about strength training and focus on that.
So I've trained women for over 17 years, and there's something you see in common, especially as women start to age. In the beginning, you'll see a lot of women in their early 20s. They're doing a lot of high intensity work. They're doing a lot of Pilates, and it's mostly cardio and a lot of extreme dieting. And you see, as women get into their 40s and 50s, they stop doing a lot of that very high intensity work. And the ones that are in great shape, look amazing, very healthy, they've all switched mostly over to resistance training and strength training with a little bit of like yoga, Pilates, and maybe some walking. Anything that produces giant amounts of cortisol and really taxes the adrenals, they start to get rid of that. And a lot of people that are starting to enter their late 20s and 30s, they come to me and they're like, you know, I had a baby, or, you know, the things I was doing in the past, these high intensity boot camp classes, or, you know, I've been doing Pilates 7 days a week and it's just not really doing anything. Now, I have nothing against doing Pilates or any of those things, but it's, you know, most people have very stressful, busy lives, have kids, they have a career, you know, they have relationships, and it's just too much. When you're very young, you can handle a lot of that. And eventually, when you're doing a lot of that stuff, it burns off a lot of your muscle. So you can form kind of like a skinny fat. You don't feel very good. It just kind of breaks you down. So I notice 45 to 60s, people are just, women are mostly resistance training, and that keeps their skin tighter. They feel better. It's not beating them up. You know, a lot of people have different autoimmune disorders. You know, you're lucky if you don't have anything you're slightly dealing with. And it seems to be the best medicine for most people's health, especially women.
Yeah, I agree. That whole phenomenon of being skinny, flabby is definitely an LA thing. Like, people work on starvation and the diet, but they don't work on building the muscle mass. And especially as you age and lose bone density, when your muscles dwindle, your osteoporosis sets in and your bone density changes too.
Yeah. And if you're stronger, you're going to get more out of doing yoga. You're going to get more out of doing Pilates. You're going to have a better hormone profile if you're lifting weights.
What inspired you to move to Austin, Texas this year?
Well, I moved a year and a half ago, and it was kind of the very beginning of the pandemic. And you know, they had shut everything down up there, and I was exploring new places to go because Seattle's not very sunny. So looking for somewhere with sunshine, that was like the key element, but also somewhere where I could really root and, you know, let my business flourish and grow. And I knew Seattle was going to continue to shut things down, so I wanted to go where I could be a little more free. So, and Austin's amazing because there's a huge fitness community. You have an influx of people from LA, so there's a big growing wellness community. There's a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of creative people, and people are really open to collaborating. The vibe here is kind of like everyone feels like your neighbor. Everyone's kind of open. You can get in a conversation with anybody, like at a grocery store line. It's amazing. And, you know, I think people should go where they feel like their spirit is most alive. And I came to visit in March or May during that pandemic, the pandemic. And I just, within a couple hours of being off the plane, you know, I just, my nervous system felt really good. And I just really resonated with it. And it just, I was like, that's it. That's where I'm going.
That's funny how your body knows its meridian and which longitude and latitude it feels happy at. Like you said, you get off the plane in Hawaii and your whole body just relaxes.
Yeah. And it's good to, you know, explore those things. Same with exercise, right? If you're not enjoying something, right, don't do it. Even if I'm promoting you should strength train, if you're not enjoying it, maybe it's just not the right style of strength training or whatever it may be. You know, follow those little breadcrumbs. Your body will be your guide, right? Maybe it's time for more rest, or maybe it's time for more intensity.
So, interesting fact about you is you lived as a nomad for 6 months, traveling the whole world. Tell us a little bit about that, studying Thai massage and yoga in India.
Yeah, so one of my long-term goals is to open a retreat center. So starting with training when I was very young, training for people for a couple of years, I realized there's much more to helping somebody change their body and their health other than just the physical component. And that started having me dive into more of the mental side, the neuroscience. And eventually it led me to understanding the emotions and trauma, and eventually kind of my own spiritual awakening. And I realized there's all these different pieces that go into helping somebody change on these deep levels. And I'm a very curious person and, you know, a lover of cultures and past wisdom. And so I decided to sell all my stuff and travel the world. And I wanted to just learn in different places in the world to collect different tools to kind of integrate that into my personal training practice. My ultimate goal was I just wanted to be nomadic forever, but I realized not having community and just kind of floating around wasn't serving me. So eventually came back to Seattle and restarted my business. So I try to integrate, you know, I don't put all those tools in there, but I have a good understanding of how those different elements from different traditions play a role in helping somebody, you know, create balance and well-being in their body. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, kind of write prescriptions with those, send them to people.
That's interesting, because the more strength training you do, don't you get tighter and more constricted and you lose flexibility and mobility?
Yeah. So there's a definite balance, right? Some people are very mobile and they need some tightening. Some people, they don't need so much resistance training. They already have a lot of tightness. And so they need to open themselves up more, right? Also, I feel, you know, weight training can be a very masculine energy, and a lot of women need more of that, but some women already have a lot of that, like that intensity, and they need a little bit more softening, right? And you could say that kind of like in a nervous system way, they need a little bit more gentle. So they need more yoga, they need more mindfulness practices, right?
Do you have any theories in terms of, you know, working out a muscle till it fatigues versus repetition? You said repetition versus the amount of the bulk and the weight that you want to use.
You know, really, I there was a coach had a great analogy. So like when you're going to trigger a tripwire, say like, you know, there's a wire and you're going to, you know, move past it to get it to trigger for, you know, whatever to go off. You only need to trigger that tripwire just a little bit. You don't need to blow past it. Or another good example is, you know, when you're trying to get a tan in the sun, right? Say you haven't been in the sun at all. You only need to go out in the sun for just a little bit and then let your skin rest and you'll get a tan, right? So that's stress on the body and it produces a response, which is getting a little bit more tan. It's the same thing with exercise. Whether you're, you know, pushing it with a little more weight than you are or going to reps, you just need to push your body slightly more or put a little bit more stress on it than it needs to create a change, instead of annihilating yourself. Versus if I go out in the sun and I only need 30 minutes to get a little bit of a tan, if I go out there for 2 hours, now I'm going to burn my skin. It's the same if you go into a workout and you take every set and rep to ultimate failure and train yourself, you're going to be so beat up. It's going to take so long to recover. You haven't done anything, right? So yeah, sometimes you take things to complete failure, but really it's just pushing yourself slightly more than you could do the last time, whether it's a little more weight, an extra set, an extra exercise, you know, a couple more reps or trying to get more stuff done in the same amount of time, whatever it is, slightly increasing the stress so you get more adaptation or change versus trying to add a ton more. And that what can people get used to is they try to go super hard all the time. Or for example, a lot of those boot camp classes or high intensity classes, every single time it's to 1,000% max, right? So then in order to do it, you know, people are drinking a bunch of caffeine and they're just, their body can't recover. So each week they're just building up this stress in their system that they're not able to offload. And then that's what starts to wreak havoc on the system, like hormones. And then it just starts to make everything, you know, more complicated. And then you go backwards instead of forwards.
Definitely. I think the few of the biohackers I know that previously have been into like triathlons and Ironman Fitness and Ben Greenfield and other people that I've chatted with, they're really changing their mentality about pushing themselves to the point of exhaustion to doing more gentle workouts that are not so destructive of the joints and where there isn't so much inflammatory effect created. And I think that's important.
Yeah. And there's a time and a place for it, right? You know, everybody's body's a little bit different and you can build yourself up to do, you know, something like that, like an event, but just make sure that you balance it and have a time period where you have an off season or a time of just recovery and rejuvenation. It's the same thing. You work a lot, you got to take vacations, right? If you just work all the time, you're going to burn yourself out. If you're on vacations all the time, you're also going to not feel good.
Yeah, that's true. What's your favorite workout routine or, you know, regimen?
For myself personally, or mm-hmm. Yeah, I like lifting 2-3 days a week. I don't really feel like doing much more than that. I usually do full body, but focus on each time I lift, you know, specific lifts. So with all my female clients, I always have them focus on getting stronger at a lot of the basic barbell movements, because that's what's going to give you the most bang for your buck. And it's going to give your body full body strength. And that's going to transfer over really well to just feeling good, looking good, and being functionally healthy and strong. Doing a lot of body part splits where you just do all legs or all arms is unnecessary. It's very old school. That was created by a bunch of bodybuilders on a lot of steroids a long time ago, right? Doesn't serve very well. You want to train a little bit more like an athlete, right? Train the whole body, you know, be able to do a pull-up, be able to do a push-up, you know, be able to squat the bar. Doesn't mean you need to be able, you know, squatting 500 pounds, but these basic movements are the basic movement patterns of the body. And if you get a little bit stronger at them, it's going to change everything.
What are the basic barbell moves that you mentioned? You can do biceps, triceps.
So like a barbell, you can do squats, you can do deadlifts, right? Just doing those two movements alone works almost every muscle in the body. You know, having a bar on your back works the whole spine. So, you know, slows the progression of degenerative spine, right? Because it's super important is having load. It teaches you how to brace with having load on your core. So it trains your trunk, trains your glutes, and it'll enable to do a good quality squat. You have to be able to have good range of motion and flexibility. That's why a lot of clients, I like them to do yoga if they're not very flexible, because it blends very well, those two together. It's kind of like the yin and yang. They mesh very well. If you do too much weights or just too much yoga, you know, you find the balance when you do them together. And then deadlifts is teaching your body, how do you lift something off the ground and brace with your core? And that's so important, especially as you age. You know, you get in your 60s and 70s, people start to avoid these basic movements that they need to do. And the worst thing you can do is stop being strong as you age, because once your strength goes away and your function, you become dependent on other people. And as soon as you become dependent on other people, that's when your health radically starts to decline, mm-hmm. right? If you can't move your body, you start becoming dependent. All the different health attributes start to decline very quickly. And that's not a place you want to be.
That's for sure. In terms of like this generation and our hunching over our Zoom screens and
yeah.
The neck problems we're developing from our cell phones, are there exercises you recommend to improve that posture of the neck and the shoulder girdle and the inward rotation that we're doing all the time?
Yeah, I think, you know, doing deadlifts, doing like those big compound movements, those big barbell movements will strengthen the posterior chain, the chain of muscles that run from the top of the skull all the way down to the heels. So the upper back, all the muscles, erectors along the spine, low back, glutes, hamstrings, all those are super important. And then to develop even more posture, you need to keep yourself open. That's why doing a couple different yoga poses are amazing. And a lot of the extension, or like, I think they're called like cobra and boat pose, all those different, you know, posture muscles that work not only the front of the core, but the back of the core. So combining those together, you know, keeps mobility, works the little muscles and works the major muscles. So you want the main structure strong, and then you want, you know, the little fine tuned little muscles as well.
Exactly. What tips do you have, since it is the beginning of the year, for people to kind of stay consistent with healthy living as we begin a new year?
That's a good question. To stay consistent, I think it's very important to get clear on, you know, what kind of health are you wanting to create? What kind of body you're wanting to create? Thinking of like, what is my vision for my health and well-being? You know, and then what are the one or two things that you need to start doing to move that forward? And then finding accountability, right? That's a big thing. So either joining a group, getting a trainer, having a coach, and then committing to something, whether it's 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. So you really have to be clear on your why and what you're trying to do, and then finding support and accountability, right? If you don't have that and you try to do it on your own. I've been a trainer, like I said, 17 years. You know, if it wasn't for the 75 hard group, I probably wouldn't make it very long, right? And it doesn't matter how, even if you've been very successful at being disciplined in the past, support and accountability is utterly important to being able to stay consistent.
How can people join that 75 hard group?
They can just shoot me a DM on Bodies by Brent ATX on Instagram. We started on Monday, but you can always jump in. And if you're interested, I can share more.
Yes, I want to sign up my whole team at the office. We said we're going to weigh ourselves on Monday, and that would be perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Taking a picture of yourself every day. So that's one of the tasks you're supposed to do. It's an interesting experience. It can be very uncomfortable, but it's like really kind of looking each day at where am I, right? And, you know, if you're not happy with where you are, also learning to just be okay with where you're at and loving the version you are now and then the version you are when you change.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are struggling with body dysmorphia and Instagram unreality. And it's people really attack themselves. Their confidence is destroyed by seeing so much filtered imagery on Instagram.
And I think people get confused, you know, like there's two ends of the spectrum, right? There's, you know, working on yourself, and then people start to think, well, that's super superficial. And then, so they start to just focus on inward work only, and they're really happy, but then they're not really in shape or neglect their health. You know, focusing on your fitness and health isn't vain, but you need to also pair it with doing your own inner work, personal growth, therapy, meditation, because really that's what's ultimately going to give you happiness. And when you can combine the two, when you love the way you look and you're fit and healthy, you love the way your body moves, but you have that inner peace, that's when you really, you know, you've really found a full transformation.
Well, I love that. I love how motivating you are. When I saw your Instagram, I just was very motivated by it. So I thought you'd be an ideal guest for this beginning of the year to launch people and their motivation.
That's awesome. I'm super grateful.
Yes. And then where can people find you if they are inspired to, you know, work with you at Bodies by Brent?
Yeah, Instagram is great. It's probably the best. Bodies by Brent ATX is the best. I think websites are kind of dying. So yes. DM's easy. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I can't wait to join your 75 hard. I think I will be up for the challenge.
I'd love to have all you guys.
Have fun.
What you guys need to do is, and anybody listening too, is when you join the group, and I can tell you guys this again, you'll just do a little video intro, you know, your name, age, location, you know, what your intention is for 75 hard, and then what you've kind of decided game plan wise for your diet and strategy.
Wow, and that's intimidating because then you put it out there into the universe. You can't take it back. You have to just do
Nope. That's the
it.
power of the power of the group is you've now committed, but people are relying on you. But also people share their struggles in there, and that makes it, it gives you strength. Vulnerability gives you strength.
And why is it 75 hard? Is it 75 days we're doing this?
Yep, 75 days. And if you miss any of the tasks, you have to start back over.
At zero.
So there's, yeah. So you gotta, so there's motivation there.
Jeez. Well, that works. When I used to have to do my times tables in the car driving with my mom, if you miss one, you got to start back at
Oh,
two
wow.
minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I love this conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Everybody out there, don't forget to check out Bodies by Brent at ATX, Bodies by Brent ATX on Instagram. And I hope you guys will be motivated to try 75 hard, or at least maybe even 30 days hard. 30 days dry. January is difficult. People are leaving all the excesses of the holidays, but it's good to push yourself. We do need to push ourselves. I think human beings easily become apathetic and lose motivation. And COVID has been a big driving factor to people losing motivation, wanting to stay in their houses and cocoon. And it's time to wake up our ambitions.
Exactly.
Yes. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find some really great products for collagen, for example, collagen powder, which is awesome for hair, skin, and nails, and joint and bone health. Love it. And I'm also to using inulin every day, which is a vegetable-based plant fiber, which is really good for satiety and taking away appetite and keeping you full. So good products for the beginning of the new year. That's it for now, guys. Thank you so much, Brent. Stay healthy.